Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Listen to the show worldwide on your Amazon smart speaker.
Just tell Alexa to enable the Todd and Tyler skill.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
My dad's Alexa's working. Apparently he said he's dead. He unplugged it and plugged it back in.
That's how, you do.
Well, a lot of times that is the solution.
That's what happened. So his is working. So the stream is out there at TNTRadioEmpire.com. In case you're not in your vehicle, driving anywhere because you're stuck at the house. But hey, it's the weekend. It's Friday.
So feel free to leave the sweatpants on.
I'll tell you the weird
part. Oh, wait.
I get home yesterday, take a nap, and I get up, and the kids got this virtual school, you know. And,
okay.
And it starts at noon. It goes like 2:30. It's going to be Monday through Thursday.
Perfect.
And I get up, and I go, I walk it upstairs. And we were just talking about this off the air, actually. It's a Zoom situation where all the kids are actually on camera with their laptops in the classroom, so you can see. The teachers can see you, so they know you're on. You're not. They know you're
right,
there.
Yeah. Right.
That's how they do this. Because most kids, the kids will blow that off. They could.
Oh, yeah. Certainly.
So, I didn't even think about this, Bush, because we were just talking about how all this new video of people in their apartments and the houses corresponding either news or sports, that somebody hasn't walked in with their wee-wee hanging out or some underwear on or something.
It's going to happen.
Right.
It's going to happen.
But I don't walk around my underwear normally in the house, but I did wake up from the nap. I'm going to put some pants on because I just wanted to see what was happening. Becky was she went to the grocery store. We did that one-person grocery store thing. And I knocked on Madison's door, and I opened the door, and her computer is actually looking over her shoulder towards me. And she goes, "Get out." I said, "No, I just want to see what's going on.
No, I just want a photo bomb."
Yeah. I did a TikTok of my underwear to the class. No. And then I looked in at Ryder's room. He's sitting at his desk looking at his computer. He didn't look near as enthused. I think he thinks school at home sucks, too. But Jesus.
I did the.
But school at home's a lot shorter, you know.
Did the yoga on the
yoga
studio.
That? Yeah.
It's streaming now. And I think it's the same thing. You got to get the Zoom app.
Right.
But, you know, and they can see that you're there.
They can see you, yes. Yeah,
but they can also. They can mute you.
And you you can mute yourself.
Okay.
Too. Yeah.
You mean vocally, you mean?
Yeah, you can just turn off the microphone. Yeah.
Right, so all we can hear is the instructor.
You should start doing naked yoga. And all of a sudden, hey, Todd, we forgot to tell you we can see you.
The camera still works.
You're down there sweating your ass off with your balls hanging off the floor.
Yeah. Right. Does the camera work? Because I don't know. I'm using Christy's iPad.
I would assume, yeah. Most times.
Christy's iPad down in the basement. Right. I don't know if that has a camera on it
or
you have to enable it in order for them to see you.
Yeah.
Normally I'm wearing clothes.
This ain't going
normally,
away.
He says.
Ain't going away anytime soon.
No, right. No, yeah, it's not. And people need to resign themselves.
Oh, Jesus
Christ. To that.
And it's coming our way, too. So shut up.
And act accordingly.
And, yeah. And care about the rest of the country, too. Why don't you? You know?
But I'm with Ryder, though. I've found that there are a lot of things that you find, oh, this sucks just as much when I'm at home, too. You know? Like yesterday was leg day.
Yeah.
And leg day sucks at the home gym just as much as it sucks at the gym. You know?
Dr. Mean is going to phone the program. Probably have some fun with Doc, which will also be pretty sobering because it's a sobering time. I saw a poll yesterday that says a lot of people think everything's negative about the news. I said that's because it's a pandemic. What about the word pandemic don't you understand?
Well, that's
the word pandemic.
That's the way the
Is it because of the three cities we broadcast to over radio? That's generally most of our audience besides everybody else on the internet?
No,
is it because we live in the middle of nowhere?
People are averse, I think, to facts.
That's right. The same people that write out. Does anybody even know anybody that has it?
Yeah.
Those asshats on Facebook, right?
Well, the way media is consumed now is you can go around and find out.
Happy news.
This is what I want to hear.
Oh, God. I don't watch Fox, but those three bozos in the morning, the blondes in the middle, and I saw a clip on Twitter where she's talking about, I know it's dangerous. But I'm paraphrasing a little bit, but not much. But you know, but there are, I know some women that can't get their nails done. And you know, there's everyday life people are missing. But I know it's very dangerous. I know that should matter. Well, it doesn't matter, so don't bring it up. I mean, it doesn't matter that you can't get your nails done.
But they want to go.
But that was Fox, by the way.
To whatever media they're going to and hear the answers that they want to hear. And they're so used to doing that.
Right, they are.
Yeah. And now.
Everything's fine.
You're going to hear answers everywhere. Mm-hmm. If they're reporting facts, every answer that you hear is going to be, well, I don't want to hear that.
I know. Oh, yeah.
But that's the way
it
is.
I look for glimmer of hope once in a while. You know, even Cuomo, and I watch President Cuomo. I watch him for a while because he's a pretty smart guy.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Dr. Mead is going to phone the program. Bert Kreischer is going to be on the show, too. Bert's, what's he pimping? I know he rescheduled a lot of his tours for later on this year.
Netflix.
Yeah, the new Netflix special is out now.
All right.
Hey, Big Boy. And then he's going to be in Sioux City and Wichita coming up. Those were both rescheduled dates coming up later in, like, August and September.
Okay, hopefully,
And new to the show today, we just announced this. Tommy Chong's phoning, right?
We found that out late in the show yesterday.
Tommy, we love Tommy Chong. He's going to sell some weed stuff.
Yeah, he's got something coming up on, I believe, 420.
And I'm sure he's quarantining right now with some weed,
Might be a bit of a subdued 420 celebration in Colorado this year.
I think so, yeah. And Curly Neal, the Globetrotter. Curly Neal died at 77. You said five people had him?
Yeah, that's what Craig told me, five.
There was an actor you'd recognize as soon as you saw him, about 69 years of age, died of the coronavirus. He was in Desperately Seeking Susan. You'd recognize the actor.
Mark Bloom?
Yeah. He was in a ton of stuff, but that was a huge movie for him.
Yeah, I saw that.
I recognize him in a lot of stuff.
I found out that he had died from Lewis's Twitter feed.
Lewis
Black.
Dana Delaney, of all people, tweeted out a photo of her and him. They were acting together in the mid-80s. And she said he died of coronavirus.
Yeah, too. Lewis said they were good friends.
Right? Yeah, I'm sure he was. Yeah. Lewis, that sucks for Lou. Jeez.
Well, living in New York, that's going to happen.
Well, it's going to happen everywhere.
Yeah. Well, I mean, right now.
I know, right now. It's
right now.
Right now.
Yeah, I read it's sick.
Not here.
Working its
we're
way.
We're Nebraskans.
Inland.
We're tougher. We're tougher.
Doc Mina can confirm
this
for
me. Oh, yeah, Chicago and Detroit, right?
And Chicago are expected to be the next cities that are pretty hard hit. Right now, New Orleans is getting hammered, and, of course, New York is kind of the epicenter of
it all. We're all looking for good news. We're all looking for some joy in our lives, but you got to pay attention to what's going on so you have a life to have joy, too.
Yeah, we will do a little
Don't listen to the orange guy.
Yeah. We'll do non-corona news.
Craig will do all that.
Oh, and Uber guy has followed up.
Excellent.
Yeah, oh, nice.
I haven't read this yet, but
the
so don't
saga of Uber guy.
You got to reset that too when we get back.
Yes,
for people that haven't listened. Yeah, I'm gonna bring it up. I forgot to bring that story up with my wife last night, but you know.
Yeah, I usually don't bring up the show to my wife either, but I felt compelled to.
Yeah, to bring that one up. That's a good one.
Well, you know, since we're talking more, you know, she's in the house.
I know.
She can't run off.
I know. Yeah. how was work today?
Yeah, she can only sit behind the sewing machine and crank out so many masks.
Plus, if you say, don't bring your work home, because our work home is just dick jokes.
Did you ask her to put on some makeup before you had a discussion with her?
You tell her that story?
No, I didn't.
Maybe she put some makeup on once in a while?
I didn't tell her that story.
Yeah, you did.
But maybe we'll
that'll get back to her.
Maybe we'll dress up for dinner tonight.
No, you won't.
No, but she's been working hard. She her and a friend did a batch of masks for the Plattsmouth Fire and Rescue.
Excellent.
And then one of our listeners got a hold of us. He's works for Home Nurses Association in Western Iowa. And so she did up a batch for him, and he's going to come pick those up a little later on this morning.
All right. I got a batch for you, too, if you want.
But they,
I'll save a batch for you later.
They need the masks. They need a lot of stuff.
Oh, hell yeah.
The medical community needs a lot of help.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you can help out, do what you can.
And care about other people. Have some freaking empathy.
Yeah, I'm the most selfish prick in the world, and I'm trying. I'm trying to lead by example. I'm not leaving the house. I mean, I didn't even go out and take a walk yesterday.
Well, you can do that.
I had the online yoga available to me.
Yeah. So it's a weekend, though, so get out there and sit down on your couch for the weekend. Craig in a few. Craig likes to sit around. He gets pissed off when people do things. You bunch of freaks.
No, he gets pissed when people complain about not doing things.
I know. He's going to hate everybody here.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
He's going to be a miserable
SOB. Once again, he was wrong in that conversation. We just let him go because he yells and it's funny. All right. He's next.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.